Yuba Hogan.
Hola, Juan. Perdona que te moleste, ahora que estás tan tranquilito en esta hamaca. Soy tu yo de septiembre, y vengo a decirte que te pongas ya las pilas con el inglés. Todo este ratito que te estás pasando mirando al infinito, luego lo vas a echar de menos. En septiembre te entrará el agobio con el inglés otra vez. Mira, hasta me ha salido una cana. Pero no vengo a agobiarte, simplemente a darte un consejo. Con el curso online de Vaughan, puedes empezar ahora a mejorar tu inglés. Desde aquí, desde la terracita, a tu ritmo. Y con un método que sabes que funciona. Hazme caso, no dejes para septiembre lo que puedes hacer hoy. Entra en www.aprendeinglestv.com y apúntate al curso online Vaughan. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Escuchas es Vaughan Radio.
Everybody, hello, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Wednesday, it's the middle of the week, just like that. How about that, Aprende Inglés Live? Hey, that was a nice show today, wasn't it, Tino? It's a good one, right, Tino? Nice show. Yeah, great job, those guys, as always. I think we got a pretty good Drive Time Show for you today as well. I'll tell you, we're going to talk about the trending topic today. People are talking once again about Floyd Mayweather. Or, you know, this guy, the boxer Floyd Mayweather, and he's taken on Conor McGregor in a big fight coming up, which is a mix of styles, boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll take a little look at that because yesterday they had their first press conference, and they are taking this thing to a whole new level. It's a pretty interesting, it's going to be an interesting fight. It's going to be quite an event, quite a marketing event, and we'll talk a little bit about that. We've also got some history as a heat wave. Heat wave. You say, ola de calor, right? Heat wave struck Chicago on this day in 1995. How bad was it? Well, I'll tell you how bad it was. Also, on 1979, they call this day the death of disco. Disco's dead, everybody. That's what they said on this day in 1975. And it was a particular event in Chicago that they say, they called it the Disco Demolition. And I'll tell you a bit about that event and that moment. And also, the birth of George Eastman. Now, this was a guy, you might know the company Eastman Kodak, or quite simply, Kodak. But George Eastman, the gentleman who basically patented the first roll of film. Good one, right? A first roll of film patented by George Eastman, who was born on this day in 1854. So we'll take a look at George Eastman and the role of Kodak in the film business and the camera industry, an industry that is almost dead, really. The film business, right? For still photography. So we'll talk a little bit about that on the show today. And we're also going to welcome a musical guest to the studio, right? Our musical guest today, Barcelona band Ada Van, hopefully will be here. Hopefully, I say. Yeah, I believe they're going to be here today. I said they were here going to be here yesterday, and I was mistaken. But they're going to be here a little bit later on in today's program. We got lots to cover, lots to talk about on the longest introduction ever. Let's get things started. My name's Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Welcome to the Drive Time Show, everybody. Thanks for joining me. My name is Kyle Miller, and I'm here with you, as always, from 6 to 7:30 here on Vaughn Radio. 6 to 7:30. So many great ways to enjoy Vaughn Radio through the app. Through the app, we have questions. We have, well, a great way to listen to Vaughn Radio anywhere in the world, right? By downloading our free app, Vaughn Radio. Right, that's the way you can get it. And of course, on our various frequencies around Spain, around the world at VaughnRadio.com, and on the TDT, the digital cable frequency here in Spain on your TV set. So yet really you have no excuse not to listen, right? Anyway, let's get things started with today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right, it is time for the Twitter translation. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish. How about that, Tino? ¿Te apetece? I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and you can tell me the sentence in English, all right? If you want to participate, Tino, how can people find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, arroba IM Kilemillar. O sea, I'm Kyle Miller.
That's right, I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. You can write in. Just tell me, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Respira profundamente. Yeah, there we go. Respira profundamente. It sounds kind of like when you're snorkeling. Have you ever gone snorkeling, Tino? What do they call it in Spanish? Snorkel, ¿no? Snorkel, claro. To go snorkeling. This is something that I like to do. Although I haven't done it in, well, a couple of years. I've never gone diving. Buceo. I've never done that. I don't really trust it. It scares me. It frightens me, the idea of relying on those tanks to breathe. Right? But I have done snorkeling, and I think you can, there's a good expression, kind of a business expression, to get the 80 for the 20. You get 80% of the benefit with really 20% of the investment and risk and time commitment and so on. You get 80% of the benefit of diving with only, you know, actually not even, you spend maybe 2% as much money on a snorkel. The little tube, right? The snorkel, not a snorkel, but snorkel. As you do with all the tanks and the oxygen and all that, right? So you get the 80 for the 20. 20% effort, 80% benefit. It makes sense, right? But no, so someday I guess I'd like to try scuba diving. Scuba. But I don't know. We'll see if I can get up the courage to do it someday. Anyway, why don't we go ahead and take a step into the warm-up gym?
The warm-up gym.
All right, we're in the warm-up gym, everybody, and we're going to try a few sentences of translation. All right? Translation. All right, so I'm going to say the sentence, and you can tell me the, hopefully, the correct translation into English, okay? So number one, relájate. Relax. That was one word, right? An imperative. Come on, man, relax. Relax. ¿Por qué no te quitas esos horribles pendientes? Why don't you take off those horrible earrings? Horrible. Terribles.
A proud woman.
Why don't you take off those horrible earrings? Okay, number three. ¿Quién se cree eso? Actually, no, that wasn't right. The sentence was actually, ¿quién se cree que es? Mejor, ¿no? Oye, ¿quién se cree que es? Who does she think she is? Who do you think you are? Who does he think he is?
She's a beaut.
Well, that's what she thinks. Who does she think she is? Okay, number four. Te estás volviendo perezosa. You're becoming lazy. Come on, you're becoming lazy. Of course, you could also say you're getting lazy.
No me digas, tío.
Well, that's the reality, right? You're getting lazy. Antes hacíamos todo juntos. We used to do everything together. Todo. Antes. We used to. Used to plus infinitive. This is the past form, right? We used to do everything together. I used to live in Canada. I used to ride my bicycle to school. I used to eat lunch at home. I usually eat lunch at home now too. I used to play hockey in the winter. Subject, used to, infinitive, the past form, which has nothing to do with being acostumbrado a. That is, I am used to, being accustomed to. I'm used to it. It took me a while to get used to it, but now, finally, I'm used to it. I'm comfortable with it. I do it regularly. I'm used to it. Ahora ni siquiera me hablas. Now you don't even talk to me.
Que te den morfía.
Well, now you don't even talk to me.
Okay. ¿Cómo está el patio?
Yo no habría firmado. I wouldn't have signed it. Yo no habría firmado. Or no, I wouldn't have signed. Right? I wouldn't have signed. That contract? Are you kidding me? What, are you crazy? I wouldn't have signed. I wouldn't have. ¿Sabe el señor Smith quién eres? Does Mr. Smith know who you are? Hey, does Mr. Smith know who you are?
No puedo hacerlo, me da vergüenza.
All right. Nadie sabe quién soy. No one knows who I am. Nobody or no one. Nobody, no one, the same. Nobody knows who I am. No one knows who I am.
Ka.
Ka. ¿Sabe ella cuándo sale el tren? Does she know when the train leaves? Hey, does she know when the train leaves? ¿Cuándo sale? When the train leaves. It. Third person singular. Verb needs an S, right? Does she know when the train leaves? Does she know when the train leaves? ¿Quién sabe dónde vive el fontanero? Who knows where the plumber lives? Who knows where the plumber lives? ¿Quién sabe? Who knows? Now, we'll do a bonus question, all right? One more. Esta suciedad no puede quitarse. This dirt can't be removed. No puede quitarse. It can't be removed. So this is the passive structure, right? The passive. It can't be removed. I can't remove it. You can't remove it. They can't remove it. Why not? Oh, because it can't be removed, right? It can't be removed. All right. Now, I think people are warmed up. Do you think so, Tino? I think so. I think people are warmed up. Why don't we go ahead and let's take a short break. How about 2 minutes? Dos minutos. All right. We'll take a 2 minute break and we'll be right back.
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaugantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaugan.com.
Se acerca el final del curso y llega el momento de hacer balance. ¿Qué tal tus hijos con el inglés?
No te preocupes si necesitan reforzarlo y darle un buen impulso. En Vaughan te lo ponemos fácil. Con nuestros cursos Impact Junior no tendrán que pasarse todo el verano con los libros. En una semana y con un método divertido mejorarán su nivel. Nuestros profesores sacarán lo mejor de ellos en un ambiente divertido y rodeado de amigos. Apúntales ahora antes de que sea demasiado tarde. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan. Un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. Apúntate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Lecciones, noticias, entrevistas, curiosidades, promociones y todas las novedades de Grupo Vaughan. Síguenos en Twitter, @Vaughan_radio o @Grupo Vaughan y en facebook.com/Grupo Vaughan. Conéctate, síguenos.
Topics.
Well, it might have been news a couple of weeks ago, but it's made its way back into the headlines. I'm talking about the upcoming boxing match. Now, I haven't been excited about a boxing match for a couple of years now, but this one is a big one. Floyd Mayweather, who has 49 wins and zero losses, is going to be fighting Conor McGregor. Now, Conor McGregor is an MMA fighter, mixed martial arts. So he's not a boxer. He's never fought in a professional boxing match, but he's younger. And he is the MMA champion for his weight class. And he's a tough guy. They're calling it the $180 million dance, an upcoming super fight between the undefeated 11-time, 5-division professional boxing champion of the world, Floyd Mayweather Jr., and the current UFC lightweight champion, Conor McGregor. Now, it'll take place at the T-Mobile Arena in Nevada on August 26th, so about a month and a half from now. About 6 weeks from now. Now, Mayweather is expected to earn at least, here's the deal, $100 million. Which increases up to about four times that amount if the event achieves all of its metrics, like all its sales targets, and everything goes perfect, right? McGregor is expected to earn $75 million, but both men signed confidentiality agreements, and they are prohibited from talking about the financial details of this, right? They can't talk about it. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess, what the details are. But the reason why this is in the news, because yesterday they had a press conference, una rueda de prensa, right? A press conference. And they had, my gosh, they had about 15,000 people in a big stadium talking about, to argue and fight and squabble about it. And now they're actually going on tour. They're going to go to London. They're going to go to Toronto, holding press conferences, promotional events, talking about the fight and selling the tickets. Some tickets will cost up to $10,000. So a lot of money involved. Big money, right? Top dollar. If you want to sit in the front row of this, it's going to cost you about $10,000. So it's not cheap. Anyway, that's what people are talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That is today's trending topic. So there you have it, our trending topic today. But we're gonna push forward, everybody. Why don't we go ahead and have a look at today's expression of the day?
Expression of the day.
All right, it's time for our expression of the day. Now, I actually talked about this expression last week. We had the expression to break in, which is a phrasal verb. Break, romper, right? But to break in is something that you do, for example, with clothing. Like I bought a new pair of blue jeans, and it took me, I'm still breaking them in. I'm still getting comfortable with them, with the jeans, right? But I remember when I was young with I had a baseball glove and, I had to break it in. I had to get used to wearing it. I had to get it softened up, right? To break it in. So to break something in means to basically make it, to use it a little bit. So that it gets comfortable. Like to break in a new pair of shoes. It takes time. It takes time to break in a new pair of shoes. It might take a couple of weeks before the shoes actually feel comfortable. Right? When you break them in. To break in. So that's a good little expression, right? To break in. And that is our expression of the day. To break in. All right, so there we go, folks. That was our expression of the day. We do have lots more to talk about. And in a moment, what I'm going to do is give you a little challenge, right? Because everybody likes a good challenge. I think everybody enjoys a challenge here on Vaughn Radio. That's what we're listening for, right? Is a good challenge. So what we're going to do is we'll do my favorite one where I give you the answer. Yo la respuesta y tú la pregunta, ¿vale? You know how this one works. We call it the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
Yeah. All right, everybody, it is that time. The interrogative challenge. I'm going to give you the answer to the question, and you ask me the question that I've answered. Okay, number one, I carried it 100 meters. How far did you carry it? 100. How far did you carry it? Number two, it's not ready because I wasn't here yesterday. Why isn't it ready? Hey, what? Why isn't it ready? Because I wasn't here yesterday. Number three, they went that way. Which way did they go? Hey, which way did they go? Well, they went that way. Number four, he weighs 77 kilos. How much does he weigh? How much does he weigh? Number six, he's 1 meter, 67 centimeters. How tall is he? Hey, how tall is he? He's 1 meter, 67 centimeters. Number eight, I'm planning to see him next week. When are you planning to see him? Hey, when are you planning to see him, Tino? I'm planning to see him next week. Okay, number nine. Michael Jordan is 2 meters, 6 centimeters. How tall is Michael Jordan? How tall? I think that's about right. 2 meters, six. Does that sound about right, Tino? 2 meters, 6 centimeters? Yeah, he's about 2 meters, 6 centimeters. He's 6'6", as we say. Finally, number 10, he didn't come because he was ill. Why didn't he come? Why didn't he come? Because he was ill. All right, there you go. So, yes, this thing about height, talking about height, being from Canada, it's strange because we use the metric system in Canada, but with height, we would always measure it in feet and inches. So feet are divided into 12 inches. A meter is about 3 feet. Not exactly, but it's approximately 3 feet. I think it's a little bit less than 3 feet, right? But I would say, if someone says, hey, yeah, it is less than 3 feet, but how tall are you? I would say, well, I am 6'1". 6'1". It's interesting. We don't say 6 feet. We say 6 foot for some reason. 6'1". I'm 6 feet tall plus 1 inch. 6 feet tall and 1 inch. So, yeah, 73 inches tall. That's how tall I am because I am 6'1". But if I go to the doctor and the doctor officially measures me, he'll record my height in meters. The same thing, he'll record my weight in kilograms. But then they'll say, hey, how much do you weigh? And when I'm talking to my friends, I'll tell them in pounds. Now, I don't really know how much I weigh. I don't know how many kilos. I think I weigh about 72 kilos. Do you think, Tino? Could I be 72? A little bit more? 75? I don't know. Hey, I don't know, Tino. Tino, yeah, I don't know. I'm soy un animal esbelto, eh? I'm a slim animal. Bit of an inside joke there. But anyway, yeah, I don't weigh myself very often, so I really don't know exactly how much I weigh. I should maybe figure that out and weigh myself. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, everybody. We're going to take a really quick break here on the Drive Time Show, and I'll be back with a very special guest in studio in about 2 minutes. That's right, very special musical guest joining us in about 2 minutes' time. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
Síguenos en Twitter, @Baugan-radio o @Grupo Baugan y en facebook.com/Grupo Baugan. Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Pasajeros con destino New York JFK. Antes de subir al avión, asegúrense de que su inglés está a un nivel suficiente para disfrutar bien de las vacaciones. Que luego pasa lo que pasa y no tienen confianza ni para pedir un bocadillo o preguntar cómo se va al Madison Square Garden.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un IMPAD de Vaughan. Un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. 12 horas en las que ganarás en agilidad, vocabulario, pronunciación y manejo del idioma. Es la oportunidad que estabas esperando para dar un impulso a tu inglés y alcanzar ese nivel que quieres para recorrer el mundo, mejorar en tu trabajo y disfrutar de un idioma que te abrirá todas las puertas. Apúntate ahora en el 911335833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Do you Baugan?
¿Eres de los que cuando van a nadar dicen swim en vez de swim? Apúntate este verano a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende, y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Date prisa. Llama al 911335833 o entra en grupobaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un IMPAD de Vaughan. Un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. Apúntate ahora en el 911335833 o en grupobaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Folks, we are back. It is time for the second half hour of today's Drive Time program here on Vaughan Radio, and I'm joined by Tito, not Tino. Tino's with me every day, but today Tito from the rock band Aravan. Should I say rock band, Tito?
Yeah, yeah. You can say rock band.
Because I think I listen to your music, and I'd call it good rock and roll, hey?
Oh, yeah. Well, we hope it is good rock and roll. We hope it is good rock and roll.
Yeah. What can you tell us about your music style? Now, I listened, and I was impressed. I thought, oh, these guys are very good. So how long have you been performing music together as Aravan?
Oh, it's been already 2 years and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so we make our first EP in February 2015.
Yes.
And then we were making a lot of gigs around Barcelona. And finally we met La Cúpula Music.
Yes.
And Hans Management. And so we record our LP about 1 year ago. And we presented in January 2017.
Right. Now you work with Gordon Raphael on that record, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's worked with a lot of different bands, right? He's worked with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So what was the... Is it important, the type of producer that you get? Is that an important thing for you?
Oh, yes. It's very important. The producer is the one who is going to give the sound that you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be quite careful choosing the good one. And we were thinking about Gordon Raphael because we wanted to have a sound of live music.
Uh-huh.
And so we record the LP all together. And we are very glad with the sound we got. And and we were recording it in a studio called Caballo Grande, Big Horse.
Caballo Grande, the Big Horse Studio.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Now that was that in Barcelona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the best studios in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Who has recorded there? Do you know of anyone else who has recorded in there?
There is a group called Doble Platina.
Mm-hmm.
There is another called Bastante, and a lot of other ones. But I'm not really good remembering the names, so I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Now. You said Aravan, you have been together for 2 years.
2 years and a half.
Two and a half years. What is your personal musical background before this band?
Before this band, I was singing in other bands, which were not very, 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 very important. I started singing when I was 15. Then I stopped around 18, and then we got together in a band in 2006. Then this band broke up, and I started with another band.
Okay, all right. So now, so far, you've got this EP that came out in 2015, right?
Yeah.
But your first one, your first recording was 2014, no? Did you do a recording then?
Yeah, well, we make a kind of EP, but it was recorded in our rehearsal, how do you say?
Yeah, your rehearsal space.
Exactly.
Your rehearsal space.
And so the quality was not very, very good. Mm-hmm. It was, well, it was a kind of, well, we wanted to have something recorded so we could show to other people. And so we recorded at our space, but we could say it was quite amateur.
Amateur. Okay. Mm. But now you've stepped it up, right? You've stepped it up a notch with your new album.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, you're raising the bar.
Oh, yeah.
I would say, right? You're raising the bar. That's good, which is a good thing. Excellent. So now, what does a band like you do? What are the steps? If you want to keep growing, you want to tour, you want to do all the things that bands want to do in a time when, you know, people are downloading music, right? People are listening to music online. It's not like it used to be where people spent a lot of money on records, on albums.
Yeah.
So what is your strategy?
Well, as you say, now there's not a lot of people spending money on records because they download it free, or maybe they are on Spotify or in any other platform, digital platform. And the thing that we must do, it's gigs, most of it.
You gotta you gotta play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta play, and the music that you record and the people, that the people can download, it's, for your, publicity, we could say, for your promotion. And then the important thing is touring, though it's not easy touring because there is a lot of bands.
Mm-hmm. And, there are a lot of bands.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's a difficult thing, but you have to fight, you have to resist, and you have to try.
You have to keep pushing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So for the listeners at home, Ada Van, Tito is in studio with me, and we're talking about, the group Ada Van. And if you have any questions, we'll put it to the listeners, right? Maybe the listeners have some questions. We use Twitter during the show. You can write in on Twitter. And let me know if you have any questions for Tito. And check out, while you're in front of your computer, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out Ada Van. And you get some nice videos on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah. We have three clips.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is from a song which is called Resplandece, which is a single of this new record.
Mm-hmm. How many songs on the new record?
12 songs.
So it's a full length.
Oh yeah, it's 1 hour in total.
Yeah, it's a lot of music.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So now you also have a gig coming up in Madrid soon, right?
Yeah.
Well, in October.
Yeah, the 28th October.
Mm-hmm.
In Café La Palma.
Café La Palma.
Which is a very nice venue, I heard.
It is a nice venue, very central as well, right?
Yeah.
Nice spot. Tino's familiar with that, right, Tino? Café La Palma? No? Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good spot. Okay, so if people want to find out more, what's the best way to learn about your music? Other than listening, they can find your website, right?
Yeah, we have a website which is called Adaban BCN, which is for the letters for Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And there we they can listen to our music. We also have a blog. And they can see the next gigs that we're going to perform. So, for example, we have another one the 16th September in Hospitalet de Llobregat in a venue called Depósito Legal.
Depósito Legal.
Exactly.
Nice.
Then we have our Facebook webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can find us in Spotify, iTunes, Deezer.
Uh-huh.
In all the places they want.
Nice, nice. Yeah, you know, I always appreciate bands that, like yourself, they're making the effort, they're pushing hard, because that's what it takes. You've got to work hard at it, right? It's not an easy thing.
No, it's not easy. I mean, you have to play a lot. You have to rehearse, mm-hmm. rehearse a lot. And then you also have to be lucky. We were lucky that at one moment our manager Raquel, who is here also, heard our songs and she was interested in producing a new album with us. And but you can achieve this only if you push hard, if you try. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is very important to go out and show your music.
Sure. Now, what are the most important cities in Spain for touring? For playing, do you play a lot of gigs around Spain?
Well, we try. We've been in Mallorca. We've been in Valencia. We've been in Miranda del Ebro, and now we want to be in Madrid. Mm-hmm. Madrid, most probably, is the most important city in Spain for music. After that, we say it could be Barcelona, and you can have also Bilbao, Valencia, Vigo, all the cities which they have a very very nice scene of rock music.
That's right, because I'm from Canada, and I follow a lot of Canadian bands, and I always get excited when Canadian groups that I like come to Spain, and I find they always go to Bilbao, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Bilbao, for a city of its size, seems to have a lot of music.
Yeah.
And Tino works in the music business as well. He does concerts and things with groups.
Oh, really?
Working with them. Yeah, he works with groups doing sound and doing different things.
Uh-huh, okay.
And he's always going where? To Bilbao. Hey, Tino? A lot to Bilbao, Vigo. There's a lot going on in Vigo. And cities you take a city of a certain size, some are much better than others because, as you say, they develop a scene.
Yeah.
Right? They develop a scene. So if you can get in there, play in front of a lot of people, you know, maybe you have to play some not so full rooms sometimes, but eventually you build it up, right? You build up the base.
Yeah, sometimes it's even easier to play in a small city,
mm-hmm.
because the people who are living there, they are very aware of the scene and the music, and they are very interested in the groups that are coming to the city. In all the bigger cities as Barcelona or Madrid, there are so many gigs every night.
That's right.
That sometimes the competition is so hard that you cannot gather enough people in one place.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about outside of Spain? Will you eventually take your show on the road and go to France or go to other countries?
Oh, yeah. We like to do that. But we have to wait maybe a little bit to be a little bit known outside the frontiers of Spain. We like to be obviously in every country in Europe and obviously in Central America and South America, because our songs, they are written in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And so we think we have an audience in all these countries.
Yeah. Good. I certainly wish you luck. But I want to ask you as well about forming the band. So you've been in other bands when you were younger. What were the steps like in forming the band? Were they people that were friends of yours, or were they people that you said, we need the best guitarist and the best drummer, regardless of who they are? How did you build the band?
Well, in fact, it's a mix of things.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I build a band or some, not in our case. Nobody build a band. So maybe you start with some people to which you are close because they are your friends or you share some musical interest. But then maybe you don't have the same project. So, and then life changes. So maybe, you start playing a band for fun, but then it gets more serious. But other people didn't take it so seriously and they prefer to do another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah, they'd rather do something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you say, you know, we got to get serious because you have to make a commitment, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. I mean, having a band is a difficult thing. It's like having several marriages at once.
Yeah.
So,
you're juggling.
Yeah. You have to commit yourself and you have to work hard also because we rehearse several days a week.
Yeah. Right. You rehearse several days a week and you will do exclusively your own material, right?
Yeah, sometimes we have made some cover. But when we make a cover, we try to make a difference with this cover. We don't like to make the same song, just to replicate the song. We would like to to add something of Adaban in these songs to make a difference.
To do your own, your style interpretation,
yeah,
of the song. Right.
Even sometimes we make different lyrics, or we change the structure of the song.
Mm-hmm.
We have, for example, a cover of Freed from Desire. I don't know if you remember this song from Gala, from the end of the 90s.
Yeah, okay.
And we have changed it quite a lot. And we have made a whole different story with the same lyrics that Gala is using.
Yeah. Interesting. Why don't we take a short break? We've got to take a short break for some publicity. Just one moment. Two minutes. We'll take 2 minutes, but we'll be right back.
¡Qué calor y qué aburrimiento! Llevo todo el día tirado en el sofá. Se me está cayendo la casa encima.
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts. Un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Menos mal que ha llegado, está fatal.
Tendremos que sacárselo.
You, Howard, my Charlie name is Charlie. Charlie, are you where from?
¡Sal de ahí! ¡Venga, sal!
¡Sácaselo, por favor!
¡Manifiéstate!
Hi, how are you? My name is Charlie. Where are you from?
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro, adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
Hay sonidos que despiertan la curiosidad, estimulan tu cerebro, te llenan de energía. Frecuencias que te sorprenden, con la que aprenderás siempre algo nuevo, con unas notas de ironía y humor. Con vuestra participación, por supuesto, siempre muy importante. Y un toque pianísimo para armonizar la tarde. The Sound of English, con David Guedel, de lunes a viernes a las 14 horas.
We're back, everybody. Just like that, we're back, and I'm joined today by Tito from the group Adaban. Now, you are out of Barcelona, but Tito, is that Antonio?
No. Tito comes from the Roman emperor, Titus.
Well, that's much better.
Yeah.
That's much better, but that's not your name on your birth certificate, is it, Tito?
No. My birth certificate, I have three other names, but at the end, nobody calls me with any of these names, so almost all the people knows me as Tito.
Everybody knows you as Tito.
Yeah, almost everybody. It's true that in other. In other things that I do, for example, I'm also a writer. I sang with Alfonso Barguño, instead of Tito.
Mm.
But just to make like different characters of myself.
All right, you have your pen name, as we say. For an author, we say his pen name.
Okay.
You know, your pen name is something else, and then you have your stage name as Tito, we can call it.
Yeah, for the music, I use Tito. For the writing, I use Alfonso.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how often do you play concerts?
Well, it depends. It depends on the season. For example, there are seasons in which we are creating, in which we are making new songs. So we don't perform so much gigs. Then there are other...
gigs, un bolo. Bolo, you say in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
I'm just, for the folks at home, we're trying to keep it didactic, right? Un bolo, a gig, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other, other times in which, you have created all the songs, so you want to show them to the audience. And so you try to look for the most concert you can get.
Yeah, sure. Now you've got a concert coming up in Madrid.
Yeah.
Pretty, in a couple months. In a few months.
Yeah.
So in a few months, so people have a little bit of time to get ready for this.
Yeah, they can buy the tickets in advance already, though.
Yeah, why not? Get them, as we say, get them while they're hot, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Adaban tickets are now on sale, is that right?
Yeah.
Through your website?
Through our website, I think it's Notikumi. How is it?
Notikumi.
Notikumi.
Notikumi. Yeah, it's a quite known website for
tickets. Oh, yeah, Notikumi, eh?
Yeah.
Notikumi.
If you look for Adaban in Madrid, you can already buy the tickets.
Okay. And they can buy the tickets. And so we're talking about your concert, which is on the 28th of October.
Yeah.
Right before Halloween.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right before
That's
Halloween.
A scary thing.
Which is a scary thing, but it's a good time. It's a good time of year. People are in the mood to go out, I think. Good bit of rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in October, it's starting to be a little bit cold. So people are more keen to go inside of a venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a couple of questions here, if you don't mind, from listeners here. We have our friend from Valencia. Now, by the way, in Valencia, it's 104.7 in Valencia, Vaughn Radio, 104.7.
Oh, okay.
And our friend who loves the Iron Man, you know, the Iron Man races.
Oh,
it's almost like a marathon, like a triathlon.
I know a little bit, not very much.
But these things, it's kind of like a triathlon where you run and you swim and you bike. Anyway, it's called an Iron. Anyway, we have a listener in Valencia who loves Iron Man races, and his name on Twitter is Born to Iron Man.
Well, he must be a strong man.
He must be. He's a good guy. I've met him as well, and he's a nice guy. And he writes and he says, "Hello, Kyle and Tito." He says, "Why is Tito speaking in English so well? Does he attend classes?" So yeah, where'd you learn English, Tito?
Well, I learned it in England.
Oh.
I was one summer living with a family in Sheffield when I was 16 years old. And then I came back to work as a waiter in Bournemouth during one summer. Mm-hmm. And then I have to say I love English music, and I love to sing also English music. So I think it's a great way to learn English, listening to music.
I agree. We have another question here from Valentino, who says, "What's the difference between a gig and a concert? What do you say?"
Well, I would say that it's the different ways for referring to the same fact. And so it depends in which level of language are you speaking. Maybe if you're in a more cult an environment, so you will see concert. If you are talking with friends, maybe you will see a gig.
Yeah, gig is more casual, isn't it?
Yeah, casual.
Also, I would say if Bruce Springsteen comes, we'd say, "Oh, do you have tickets for the concert?" It would be a big, I would say, right? You wouldn't really say a gig.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Bruce. Now, maybe for him, maybe for Bruce Springs, it's like, "Oh, I got a gig at the Vicente Calderon," you know? And it's like, for him, it's es un bolo, right? It's whatever, you know?
Only 100,000 people, so.
But. So I think it relates to that. But you're right. It's less formal, isn't it? A gig. That's a good one. Do you like vocabulary, Tito?
Yes.
All right. Why don't we take a look at... Maybe you could help us out with some vocabulary in English.
Well,
would you like to do this?
I would like to.
All right. Tino, can we get some vocabulary music? There we go. A little bit of vocabulary music today. But our theme here is concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You see? See how I'm bringing this together?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say in English, guitarista?
I would say guitar player.
Yeah, the guitar player, or the guitarist as well.
Oh, the guitarist.
So, are you a guitarist?
No, I play the guitar a little bit, but I'm not a guitarist.
What do you play again? You mentioned before, but I forget.
I'm a singer.
You're the singer.
Yeah.
So you don't play any. You don't play the bass or the keyboard?
No,
you don't touch it?
In fact, I'm the singer because I couldn't play anything.
Well, hey, that's a good reason. El bajo. How do we say?
The bassist or the bass player?
Yeah, sure, okay. All right, so you have to manage the microfono, which is the...
The mic?
The mic, yeah, the mic.
The mic.
The mic.
The mic.
The mic. The mic. Like Mike Tyson. Mike. Mike, or microphone, which is short for microphone, right? Microphone. El cantante, that's you.
The singer?
The singer, the lead singer, I suppose,
lead singer,
right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have backup singers as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love them.
It's important, right?
Yeah.
What do we call that? Did you hear that sound?
Idea. Yeah.
You hear that sound? What is that called in English?
No idea.
What do you say in Spanish? Que está acoplando, no?
Sí, se está acoplando.
Se está acoplando. In English, we say it's feedback.
Ah, it's feedback.
Feedback.
Okay.
Like, yo sé, retroalimentación. Do you say that? Yeah.
We never say that, no. In fact. Well, maybe the technicians say it.
Yeah. Feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback. Oh, it's giving me some feedback. It's coming back in your ears, right? Now, on the guitar, you play a little bit of guitar, right?
A little bit.
All right, there's a part in Spanish you call El Puente. Do you know how to say that in English? El Puente, la guitarra?
Maybe the bridge.
The bridge, nice. Yeah. 5 points, well done. El Traste. El Traste. Do you say that? El Traste.
Yeah, el Traste.
Di.
Primer Traste, segundo Traste.
Fret. The fret.
Fret, I didn't know that.
Fret. And fret as a verb, to fret, means to worry. Don't fret. You're always fretting, right?
Uh-huh.
You're worrying about something, to fret. But F-R-E-T also means...
Which would be the difference between fretting and worrying?
Fretting is a little less formal, I'd say.
Okay.
Stop fretting. There's no need to fret about it. It'll be fine, right? La cuerda.
String.
The string, of course. Now you've got, of course, la batería. The thing is called the... What is it?
The drums. The drum.
The drums. And together we call it, the drums or the drum kit as well.
The drum kit.
The drum kit. El tambor.
Well... Drum.
Drum. Sure, yeah. Let's see. La pastilla on the guitar. Right? Gets the sound, goes in there, goes into the... Como recoger. To pick.
Pick up.
Pick up. Porque recoge el sonido.
Uh-huh.
It picks up the sound.
And so it's referred as a pickup.
The pickup, yeah, the pickup.
There's also a kind of car is called pickup.
A pickup truck, yes, uh-huh. Un camión. A certain type of truck because it doesn't really pick up, but it carries things in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up things and load them into the truck and transport them, right? The pickup. Pickup truck. Nice. But yeah, pickup, la pastilla, and then, of course, recoger, to pick up. What about el teclado?
Keyboard.
The keyboard. And you have keyboards in your band.
Yeah.
In your band,
yeah.
Right?
We have the keyboards in our band. And a very important thing, the mother of the keyboard player, she is a big fan of this program.
Oh, hold on. Are you talking about Esperanza?
Exactly. How do you know?
Oh, well, I know she's too, because she's always listening. So it's my job to know who's listening.
So she likes very much, she was very excited when she knew that we were coming here.
Oh, great. Well, we can say hello to Esperanza.
Hello, Esperanza.
Esperanza.
Which means hope in English.
Hope, yes, hope. Yes, to hope. And also to expect.
Esperanza. Oh, yeah.
To expect and to hope. Yes. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, a little bit of vocabulary for our friend Esperanza and for all the listeners at home talking about music. The show must go on. We have to take a short break, though. Do you want to stay for a little while longer? Do you have time or do you have to rush?
Oh, I think we have to rush.
You have to rush.
I'm afraid we have to rush.
Okay, well, that is it for Tito, everybody. Thank you for joining us, Tito.
Thank
and
you very
Anavan.
Much.
And yeah. I will, after the break, I will reiterate the dates. But you can say one more time. It's the
28th October, mm-hmm, in Café La Palma.
Café La Palma. Tickets available online. Search for Anavan.
Noticumi. I'm not sure it's Noticumi, something like that.
Noticumi.com. You can find it,
yeah,
or the online.
If you look for Adavan or in our webpage,
two
you
words,
can find it.
Adavan.
Exactly.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time, Tito. It's been a
pleasure.
Thank
you to you.
All
me
the best.
Also.
We'll stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a short break. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Big Cities Big Plans. ¿Quieres irte a una gran ciudad a aprender inglés? Si tienes más de 30 años, ahora puedes hacerlo gracias a nuestros programas Londres 30 más y Nueva York 30 más. Pasa una temporada inolvidable en una de las dos ciudades más importantes del mundo angloparlante y mejora tu nivel de inglés en un intenso entorno de aprendizaje. Descúbrelo ya llamando al 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com. Londres 30 más y Nueva York 30 más. Big Cities, Big Plans.
¿Do you, Baugan?
Necesito mejorar mi calidad de vida. ¿Cómo? Está claro, necesito un aumento de sueldo. Pero no me aumentan el sueldo porque no me merezco un puesto mejor en la empresa. No me merezco un puesto mejor porque no sé el suficiente inglés. Debería actualizarme, irme al extranjero a aprenderlo. Pero claro, irme ahí a la aventura... No puedo perder más tiempo.
Deja de darle vueltas. Haz nuestro curso intensivo para profesionales en el extranjero. Aprenderás todo el inglés que necesitas para trabajar en un tiempo récord y en un entorno angloparlante. Infórmate ya en el 91 133.